Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. Today is Sunday, the 28th of June, and as I record this programme, Canada has qualified for the next stage of the World Cup, and by the time you hear this broadcast, we will know whether Scotland has scraped in by the skin of their teeth or gone home. The World Cup is forming something of the theme for the Word of Grace in these weeks, looking as we are at some sporting texts in the Bible. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I and our supporters to this broadcast on CJMQ Radio. As we approach Canada Day, we begin with words from Psalm 72, some of which are carved directly into the exterior masonry and displayed on a stained glass window in the Peace Tower on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles will present presents. The kings of Sheba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall Let us pray. Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the God of all the nations of the earth, you're enthroned on high, and your word, the Bible, tells us that you sit above the cherubim, the shining ones, in glory. Christian faith affirms that you are the God, though you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. We rejoice in all your blessings to our own nation, for all that enriches our life together on this land and in this territory, and among the peoples among whom we live and move and have our being. We bless you that in Jesus you have come to us to walk upon the land and the soil and the water in which we live. And so our hearts return in thankfulness and gratitude for all your goodness to us. We confess, Lord, that we seek to enthrone gods of our own making. Worse yet, we can lean upon and trust in these empty gods. We set them before us as worthy of all our effort, thinking they can grant us security, peace, comfort, and happiness. And we therefore set our course each day to pursue these empty gods. We're busy each day, frantically propping up our own gods by our own strength and with our own abilities. We forget that we are in a faith race. What we bring are only unnecessary weights and sins. Lord, cause us to look to Jesus this morning, for he alone is our goal and aim and treasure. Lord, incline your ear and hear. From the sin which clings so closely, and the weights which slow us down. Grant us your Spirit, that we might with great hope and expectant joy look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and in so doing run this race before us with endurance. In his name we pray. Amen. Our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but one that speaks about the body being made up of many members. And we can pick up on that in the sense of the way that the body talks about teamwork, of belonging and working together. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks or slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honourable, on these we bestow greater honour, and on our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honour to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honoured, all the members... Amen. I played various sports when I was growing up in my high school age. Rugby in winter, cricket in summer, occasional cross country, field hockey, but none of them particularly well. I had and still do have a vision defect that means that I can't judge distances well. My depth of field perception is skewed, and so I can be a bit gawky, catching and coordinating best. And to use a British phrase, I was a bit cack-handed. In selecting teams on the school playground, I was usually one of the last to be chosen. Now, I would like to think that I've achieved other things in my life and that I do not have a chip on my shoulder. Yet the fact that I'm talking about it decades later suggests that maybe I'm not over it all after all. No, team sports were not my thing. Maybe I should have found some individual sport to have joined in, like snooker or pool or archery or long jump or some such, but no one encouraged. Team sports were not my thing. Now, team sports in the Bible don't make much of an appearance. There's mention of running and wrestling and boxing. But Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labour. For if either of them fails, then the one will lift up his companion." Teamwork is the key to success in many sports, as it is in life. And this verse reminds us, both sports people and people trying to make their way in the world, that there is collaboration that creates a better return on them. Teammates don't just need to work together, they need to support each other, providing encouragement and support so that everyone can be successful. Teamwork fosters a sense of belonging and camaraderie among athletes and often helps build friendships. When individuals come together to pursue a common goal, they form a bond that goes beyond that day's game. Three simple things for today. The first to say is that you have a role to play. The Apostle Paul made it very no bench warmers, or perhaps we should say pew warmers. Everyone who calls himself a Christian has been gifted by God through the power of his Spirit to build up and support the church in some way. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul explains that there are all kinds of gifts that the Spirit gives to us, but explains that each of them are given for the common good. In the letter to the church in Ephesus, he says, "From Christ the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself in love, as each part does work." And this means that if you call the church a place of belonging for you, then the rest of us need you, our giftings. Whether you're like the kid who could catch, run fast, or throw really hard, you are part of this thing called the body of Christ, and you have a role to play. Secondly, you are part of a team. As you think about the ways in which God has uniquely gifted you and the role you played, don't forget that church is a team sport. Paul explained it like this: "There should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. One part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it." In other words, we need our brothers and sisters to play their role and to play it well, whatever it may be. I'm told the story of how the team, the Edmonton Oilers, drafted Connor McDavid, and he was dubbed as their saviour. A bit of a religious language, but I'm using it flexibly here. However, the Oilers, despite their star signing, continued to struggle in the past years, and it became evident that even the most talented and gifted player in the world can't win games alone. They need a goalie who can stop a puck, and defensemen who can pass. We need each other. Encourage, support, and spur one another along today. And thirdly, the Most Valuable Player Award is already spoken for. At the end of the World Cup, there will be a prize presented to the player who scores the most goals in the competition. It's called the Golden Boot. And even now there is speculation. Will it be Messi of Argentina, Ronaldo of Portugal, Harry Kane of England, or Jonathan David of Canada? When we're thinking about who the most valuable player in our churches and our congregations is going to be, Jesus. I say this because a brief survey of church history would show that when people in the church forget that Christ is the head of the whole, everything comes crumbling down. We exist. Our team effort is directed to this, that in the church we exist to make great the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, not ourselves. There may be many things that we are rightly proud of in the church. We may be having a thriving youth ministry. We may have an anointed preaching ministry. We may have a church built, well-maintained and speak in its architecture. But it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. So may our prayer be this, that each of us uses our gifts faithfully to build up the body, that we may acknowledge our need for one another and grow in love and appreciation for one another, and that we do it all for the glory of God. And so if this morning you're heading out to worship and to church, and I hope you are, may you carry this with you and think to yourself, how can I build up this people? What's my role in this congregation? What's my talent and gift that I can bring to the Jesus team here in this place?
Darkness, only light. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving to all men that we receive. And in dying that we're born to eternal life. Giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace.
This is the season both of the Fête de Saint-Jean-Baptiste, the patron saint of Quebec province, and of Canada Day coming up this week. And so in our prayers, we reflect our needs of our community, our society, and our world. Let us pray. Father God, you are mighty in power. You extend your reach from sea to sea, from coast to coast to coast, and throughout the planet and the universe. You provide protection and give mercy to your children. And we praise you for your blessing of our nation and province in these, as we celebrate your goodness and provision for us. We have the privilege of living, worshipping, working in a free country. Your creation has given Canada and this province of Quebec an abundance of natural resources, and given us the privilege of overseeing what you have provided. From incredible natural beauty, you've also given us the means of sustaining an abundant life for all who live in our nation. You give us the opportunity to not only enjoy your creation here, but you allow us to share our resources with others who have far less. We do not take this for granted, Lord. It is a gift we desire to steward wisely and generously. We value our freedom. We value choice. And we enjoy these things because of your providence and protection. And we give thanks for the men and women who serve Canada in our military. And we pray for those serving in foreign lands. Protect them all, Lord, by your sovereign will and mighty hand. And we give thanks for those who serve in our nation, enforcing our civil and moral laws. For these people continuously place themselves in harm's way to give us safety and security. We know our security lies in our society. For our Prime Minister and also leader of the loyal opposition, may they know that you are walking with them day by day. May they follow the example of Jesus, the King of Kings. Give them wisdom beyond their years. Show your face to them as they oversee our nation. There are many others, Lord, who serve in government, federal, provincial, territorial, grateful as we are for each of them. Make yourself known to those who lead us, so that they may be wise and discerning. Lord, our nation is not without its problems and hurts that need to be healed. Our First Nations people have a zeal to impose values and beliefs that were ours and not yours. Forgive us for this, our Father. You, like those who come before us, to struggle loving others who may not look like us or speak like us or act like we think they should. We fall short of the example shown to us by Jesus of how to love and live with each other in peace and harmony. Father, our nation needs Jesus Christ. Help pastors, priests, and ministry leaders to show us how to live lives that honor you and bless you. May your churches be a blessing to our nation, enriching our life together with enduring values and sustaining commitments. Our desire is that all people would be at peace with each other, but that peace only ultimately comes through your Son Jesus. Help us all to seek for Jesus and to seek after him and his love and way of sacrificial giving, so that we may have eternal life because of him. And now we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, for ever and ever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Jesus shall reign.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.